Parents are facing challenges right now with schools closed. To help parents of special needs children, the Arkansas Center for Exceptional Families is starting a webinar series tomorrow afternoon. The goal is to provide parents who are teaching, playing, and providing therapy during this quarantine-type environment with useful information. Yesterday, we talked with Peggy Schaefer-Whitby, an associate professor of special education at the University of Arkansas, and Shelby Knight, the executive director of the Center for Exceptional Families, about the series of webinars. Peggy Schaefer-Whitby says they want to help parents at a time when there are additional duties for them.
We understand that families who have children with disabilities experience more stress than families who don't have children with disabilities. And we believe that during this time of crisis of social isolation, that our families who have children with significant disabilities may be under even more stress. When we think about, you know, caregiving 24 hours a day, as well as having to teach their children and support, you know, the entire household, the stress can be significant. And so I was contacted by Katie Craven from the Center for Exceptional Families, who had been talking with her families and realized that maybe there was a need for us to reach out and try to support families who have children with disabilities across a couple different topic areas, such as managing stress. How do you manage your own stress, as well as put systems in place to manage your children's stress? How do you incorporate play and daily living skills into your kind of family routine? And how do you support children through problem behavior and with discipline? As you're working with your children to do learning tasks and teaching tasks, we believe we're going to see more struggles with our families. The webinars will be once a week for every 2 weeks.
Staggering
them out. They're free. They're short. We're not doing very long webinars. We want to provide families with practical information that they can use immediately. We feel that families have been inundated with resources, do this, do that, try this. And, we see things online, like, you know, people writing things like, I see schedules and links and charts and color coding, and I can't comprehend any of it. And so they're struggling with what to do with all that information. And so we want to give some practical strategies for families that they can use immediately. Strategies, one, to relieve their stress, to know that it's okay, to feel that stress and not stress over trying to be perfect, and to help them understand that they are enough for their children. And we can get through this together.
And Peggy makes a great point. The fact that these are not lengthy, it's so very important, because parents don't have an hour to sit down and listen to a webinar on how to manage your stress. That's too stressful.
Right.
So short and simple and something they can digest is better. And they have to be able we're going to keep it as simple as possible so that they can digest that information and use that and not feel bad about their inability to craft something for their children that they don't have the materials to do in their home. So that's the reason that we have just a short session for each topic.
I know that part of the role of an educator at a university is to educate students who will go out and become educators. Another part is research, but a third is just flat out service, and this is part of that, isn't it?
Yes, this is service, and I believe that at the University of Arkansas, we have an obligation to provide support for families across the state. We have a very diverse group of families, and we need to do whatever we can to be able to reach those families, especially now when we're in crisis.
And the role of the Parent Center is to reach out to families across state and help all of those families, no matter their backgrounds or situations. That's our role. That's what a parent center is designed to do. So this fits perfectly with what we want to accomplish.
Oh, I was going to say that every state has a center for exceptional families, and the the nice thing about that center is they do represent families across the state. And as organizations within the state, we have great pride in our Center for Exceptional Families and really want to do what we need to do to support that organization. And so myself as a special education teacher, I want to support the Center for Exceptional Families, as well as some of our other sponsors. You know, we can't do this alone. And so we're looking, we have organizations across the state who have agreed to be sponsors, if you will.
Yes.
And what a sponsor is they help recruit families to attend our webinar. We don't receive any financial support or anything like that. But they have agreed to send out the information on the webinars as a means to support the Center for Exceptional Families. And there's about 10 of those organizations. And I think that really shows the respect that the organizations across the state have for the Center for Exceptional Families. We believe in them and want to help them.
Will it be archived if someone, you know, just that isn't a time for whatever reason possible, will they be able to see an archive of it later?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes. That's the beauty of having something like this in a webinar form. For those it's not convenient for them to attend at the designated time, they can certainly log on and take a look later.
I'm not a parent. I can only imagine what an everyday challenge is to be a parent. And then I think when you have something like this where routines are changed and there is, you know, rightful concern about the present and the future, that can just add to the challenges of parenting.
Oh, it most definitely does. And as a parent of a person with autism myself, my son is 30, it's very concerning for him. It's very stressful because our routine has just been blown away. I mean, I should be at work. He should be other places. And this is not how our norm should look. And he's 30. I mean, I can't imagine being a young parent with children at home with disabilities and you're trying to care for those children while you're educating their non-disabled peers or educating a child with a disability. I mean, we're missing our OT, our PT, our speech therapy, and mom has just been instructed to keep them at home and manage as good as you can. And I can't imagine what this would be like for our young parents.
And then,
and some of these families are trying to work at the same time.
Yeah,
and it can be overwhelming.
Mm. Yes, and some don't have access to internet. Some don't have the Chromebooks that they need to get their work done, and some don't have a vehicle to drive to the school and pick up a Chromebook. I mean, there's just layers
Absolutely.
And layers.
Peggy Schaefer-Whitby is an associate professor of special education at the University of Arkansas, and Shelby Knight is the executive director of the Center for Exceptional Families, which has headquarters in Jonesboro. The webinar series begins tomorrow at 2 p.m. with a session about managing stress. The others will follow in two-week increments. They're all free. You can learn more at the Facebook page for the Center for Exceptional Families, or you can go to thecenterforexceptionalfamilies.org, and the webinars will be archived for later viewing.